So the Ben Ish Hai tells us a little of the secrets of why we begin Tefillat Arbit with the Pesukim V'hu Rachum Yechaper Avon V'lo Yashchid V'hirba Lashiv Apo V'lo Ya'ir Kol Hamato, which happens to be 13 words. Why do we say these 13 words in Arbit? So he writes in Parashat Pekudei Halacha Aleph, V'cheva de balayla u'shlitat adinim. Seems at night there's a certain judgment that was brought down into the world. L'chen nitkan nomar pasuk v'hu rachum kodem kiriyat shema b'rechotea netfilat arbit b'chol dafka, specifically during the week. Moshe Chadav Rabbeinu b'sefer Etzchaim. V'zeh l'shono v'hu rachum sh'pidlat arbit yesh yud gimal tevin. There's 13 words. Neged yud gimal mechilan da'arich anpin. Keneged the 13 principles or the 13 words of mercy. For what purpose? In order to subjugate the judgments that are brought down at night. And to sweeten the four different kilipot that come down at night. They are mashrit, avon, af, hema, all serious judgments. They have names. So we say, none of these mashaitim, destructive forces, should be able to get us. It seems that's when the Gehinnam starts to fire up as well in all its force. So therefore we're trying to pray for those that are in Gehinnam also, that it should be sweetened. V'hu rachum yechaper is Vav Resh Yud. Resh Yud Vav, which is 216 Kiminyan Gibura. Which is Gibura, which is the judgments. V'hu rachum yechaper. On what? On the Gibura, which is the Rashi Tevot, 216. V'lachen en omrim pasuk v'hu rachum ela rak bechol. Aval ba'arbit Shabbat asur lomar pasuk zekan. We do not say this pasuk over, because on the contrary, on Shabbat the Zohar Kadosh says there's no dinim, there's no charon af, there's no mashchit. Miyu omrim oto b'shabbat b'zimirot. Okay, in the zimirot, in yichemot, v'hu rachum yechaper, v'shiv v'bashvoi, v'tov v'hoshem v'chuchnenu, etc. You can say it in the zimirot, but not at this point in arbit, let's say. V'rak kan sh'nitkan b'shvish sh'nitat ha'dinim. There's nothing against the pesukim themselves. It's the placement. In Arbit, since it's the time of Deen, so they placed it before the Arbit. But Asur Lomro B'Shabbat, like the Zohar Kadosh writes, Ve'asir le'ama kadisha le'miftach le'gaba b'msukat de'dina kigon ve'hu rachum. That's on specifically the Shabbat. Some had the custom that they closed their eyes the entire Arbit, like the Ben Ari brings down, they would close their eyes from Mashir v'Rom Arbit until after the Amidah, which is also an indication to the darkness, not only of the physical darkness, but the time of the night, which is a strong time. Achar pasuk v'hu rachum, omrim shlosha pasukim, Hashem sevot emanu. Hashem sevot ashe adam ote yachbach, Hashem moshia amelech ha'anem yom korenu. V'chata ma'arak kohen ze b'shem ramak, the pasuk rishon amaro Avraham. Abraham said, Adonai Sevaot Emanu Miskavlanu Yaakov Sela. Yitzhak said, Adonai Sevaot Asher Adam Otei Arbach. And Yaakov Abinu said, Adonai Oshia, Melech Ya'anenu Yom Korenu. So Ya'anenu Yom Korenu is Rashi Tevot Yaakov. Ya'anenu is Yud Ayin Yom Korenu. It's Bet Kof, Yaakov, which he said over there. And that's the Menhag as well. So the question would be, let's say we have a shi'ur. So we say Kaddish Al Yisrael after the shi'ur. And now we go right into Arbit. So we don't have to say the Kaddish again. So most of the time, what you see the people do is, after Osir Shalom Rav, we have Shalom Rav, Amen. But really, they're missing out Hashem Sot Emanu. That's also part of the Tikkun of Arbit. So therefore, it would be better that after the Osir Shalom, you start from Hashem Sotamanu. So you would say, Adonai Sotamanu, Miskal Goshela, Adonai Sabot Hashem Arbach, Adonai Oshia Melech Karanim Korenu, the Barichu, and then to say the Veurachum, sorry, then to say Veurachum, and then to say the Barichu. So you go back, six Pesukim in a row. Or four Pesukim in a row. The three Pesukim of Hashem Sot Manu, and then the Pesukim of Urach Amikam Hashem Adonai Yishem Korenu, and then Barichu et Hashem Amivurach, according to the way. Which means you shouldn't lose out on the Hashem Sot Manu Miskavlanu Elo Yaakov Sela, even though you're saying, you're going right into it. It seems that these Pesukim also have a obviously a purpose to be said in Arbit as well.